The Road to Tender Hearts by Annie Hartnett, narrated by Jeffrey Reed.
Get rid of the cat, the nursing home patients demanded.
Get rid of the cat,
the nurses said at the next meeting. But Dr. Gus didn't believe in getting rid of animals. He knew shelter animals were treated like they were disposable. He wished they could euthanize some of the patients in the Pondville nursing home instead. He didn't want to get rid of the cat, but now Pancakes was in his office, and Dr. Gus didn't want to die either. He was 57, and he was newly divorced, and he was having some luck on the dating apps. He had just gone on a date with a woman he'd really clicked with. She was newly divorced, too. They'd had a great dinner at Applebee's, and a nice time at Dr. Gus's place after. Her name was Linda. She was into bondage. That afternoon, the first day that Pancakes had showed up in his office, Dr. Gus went to see his own doctor. But the doc couldn't find anything. Blood pressure was normal. No hard lumps in his abdomen. His prostate felt better than ever. Dr. Gus tried to bravely carry on at work for the rest of the week. But every morning that goddamn cat was in his office. Dr. Gus couldn't handle it. He was young, or youngish. He had so much juice in him yet. So he did what he felt he had to do. During his lunch break on Friday, he took Pancakes in the cat carrier to the animal shelter. The sad one, on Breaker Road off Main Street in Pondville, with the concrete cells.
He's only 2 years old and his name is Pancakes, Dr. Gus said to the woman at the counter. I hope he finds a good home. He's a wonderful cat, he continued. But he was he's a killer.
Did you put a little bell on him? The woman volunteering at the animal shelter asked.
Her name was Alana, and she had 6 cats at home.
If he wears a jingle bell on his collar, it would be much harder for him to kill birds. Or you could always make him an indoor cat. That's a great option.
Dr. Gus didn't want to get into it with the nice lady at the volunteer animal shelter. He did not want to get the cat a jingle bell. It would do nothing to fix the problem. He shook his head sadly. He would not change his mind.
He's an agent of death, he said to Alana.
That's a shame, Alana said, shaking her head also. We'll try to find him a good home. Maybe he'll get lucky.
Those were heavy words. Maybe, and lucky.